Okay, so Shishi of Vayelech has one of the most tantalizing psukim in all of the Torah, where it speaks about the Shira Hazos, which we already talked about. Ta kisvu lachamis haShira Hazos lamdas bnei Yisrael sima b'fiem lamanti ali haShira Hazos le'ed b'vnei Yisrael, that we already spoke about. And here the Torah speaks about v'ansah haShira Hazos lacham lefanav le'ed ki lo si shachach mipizaro. So this is Darshan in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, subject to the following machlokas. The Gemara says there, Tad Rabbanan Shenichlus Rabbosenu the Karim B'Yavna. Some people are learning in Karim B'Yavna. Amru Asida Torah Shetishtachayach Mi Yisrael Nemar Hine Yomim Boim Numa Hashem Elokeinu Vishlachli Rav Baaretz Lo Rav Lalechem. The Pesukim in Amos Velo Tzama Lamayim Kim Lishmo Es Divrei Hashem B'Chsev. That they'll wander, mitzafon ver mizrach, yishot to the vakish is dvar Hashem, velo yimtzo dvar Hashem, zo halacha. The Gemara goes on from there. Then Rabbi Shimon Yochai strikes back. Tani Rabbi Shimon Yochai omer chas v'shalom shetishkat shetishtacheach terem Yisrael. Shenamar kilosi shachach mipizaro. So what was the psukim in Amos talking about? Elamani mekayim b'shot v'vakish is dvar Hashem lo yimtzo shelo yimtzu halacha berua mishnah berua b'makom echad. That's how you got the name of the sefer. So halacha berua, Rashi says b'ta'amim shelo yehi b'machlokas. It's a certain clarity of understanding that the psukim in Amos are referring to, but there's bris krusa kiloti shachach mipizaro. The Torah will never be forgotten, and a certain baseline is established, but there are going to be times when the clarity that we're looking for in Torah is perhaps not what we're looking for, whether it's halacha brura or mishnah brura, an understanding. The Gemara gives examples about truma, kikar shel truma, is it tameya, is it tahora, looking for direction. And so the Gemara says that both can be true at the same time. So I think when we sort of reflect on what this drasha is that the Gemara is saying, and put it in the context of the psukim, something, at least from my point of view, which is exquisite, emerges. Dehainu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we talked about the idea of Yata Kitzu Lachemes Hashira Azos, we referenced the Hakdama of the Arach HaShulchan Techoshen Mishpat, the idea of a personal connection to Torah, and how every individual gets to put their stamp on it, Yafshar the Beis Medrash, Bali Chiddush, right, as opposed to Hakel, which sort of relates to the idea of the national Kabbalah Satorah, the last two mitzvahs in the Torah. So this pasuk of Kiloti Shachach Mipizaro, in the context of the Shira, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to project to the Jewish people is apparently that even when there is a certain, let's say, diminution, a certain suboptimal standing of Torah. And again, there are ups and downs, community, different challenges. Thank God we're living in a time where there's been a true renaissance of Torah, both in Eretz Yisrael and in the United States of America, relative to the immediate post-war years, for obvious reasons. Again, there are certain benefits, there are certain areas of greater challenge. These are all, phenomena that have historical and sociological explanations. But in the end of the day, right, what Moshe Rabbeinu was projecting to the Jewish people as he is exiting the scene, right, Vayilech Moshe, we already described the Ramban, Litol Rishus, Lipater Mechavero, is that Moshe is establishing that there's a certain baseline which is inviolate. There's a certain kiloti shachach mipizaro chas v'shalom shetishkecheach tarim miYisrael. We can't say that at every time the halacha brura, the mishnah brura, that there is going to be a sense of thriving, a sense of renaissance. But at an absolute baseline, kiloti shachach mipizaro, it will always be the heritage of Klal Yisrael. And, the only two things described in the Torah, we'll talk about more, we get to Vizos HaBracha, is Morasha. One of them is Eretz Yisrael, one of them is the Torah. And a Marasha is fundamentally divergent from a Yerusha. Yerusha can actually all be lost. A person goes to Las Vegas or Atlantic City, you could take a Yerusha of $10 million and after a bad weekend, there could be nothing left. So Marasha, right, unlike Yerusha, which is easy come, a Marasha, right, is... There's no question it has to be earned. A Marasha Eretz Yisrael is al yedei Yisurim, but also it's never completely squandered. And so just like Eretz Yisrael, you know, even when the Jewish people are exiled from it, as Tirtzeh Eretz Hashab Soseha Kol Yemei Hashama, right? Rashi quotes so beautifully that Eretz Yisrael never gives herself over to the other nations. So the fact is that Torah, even when we are in the relative sense depleted of it, kilosi shachach mipi zaro, it will never be completely lost. This is the chas v'shalom shetishtakeach Torah miYisrael. So again, we may not have that optimal attachment. It may not be a renaissance. It may not be flourishing. But the implication of Morasha kihilas Yaakov is that it's not a Yerusha. It can't be lost. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't ever think that just because either I'm leaving and I'm the personification at this point of Torah, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, that somehow we can be alienated of Torah and from Torah. The reality is that there is an inalienable quality to it, inviolate, Kilosi Shachach Mi Pizaro, Chas V'Shalom, Shetishtakeach Torah Mi Yisrael.